Well, tonight on the podcast, ladies and gentlemen, as we talk about, you know, the election, and it is, you know, coming very fast. We are already in April 1st. And, you know, Biden isn't turning anything around. He's still making Black Americans upset on a lot of things that he is doing. Case in point, you know, at first they tried to ignore, you know, our grievances with the Democrat Party and Biden in particular. But now the mainstream media have to make it every single story. And I told you that they're always paying attention to us, how we vote, how we move. Case in point, let's look at this. Could Biden's problems with Black voters help Trump win? Now, the Black community isn't the only community to have a problem with Biden, but yet we're the only people they pay attention to. The supposedly insignificant 15% of the U.S. population, right? We're so insignificant, but yet they always making articles worrying about how we're voting, if we're not voting, whatever the case may be. We're going to go through this and let's really get into it. So they, of course, they say more than 50 years, Black voters have been the most loyal and reliable members of the Democrat Party's coalition. And what have we gotten for that? Not a freaking thing. As a former President Donald Trump, you know, they could make significant inroads with these voters in November. Say some national polls suggest that it's possible. But should you believe the polls they're saying here? They say Black voters are poised once again to play a critical role in the presidential election. President Biden needs every vote possible among these voters to secure a second term. And yet he don't act like it. Remember, he has prioritized everybody else over the Black community. People that's foreign, people who come in as foreign nationals and talking about their economic migrants, basically. He prioritized them. He has prioritized the Asian community. He's prioritized LGBT. He's prioritized everything you could think of, you know, trans, it don't matter. He's prioritized it. Now, if Biden was smart when he first got in, he should have prioritized Black Americans then. But he says, well, I gave you Juneteenth and I gave you a Supreme Court justice. Symbolism, because once again, we were celebrating Juneteenth every day of my life here in Texas, right? So we didn't need that. We didn't ask for that, right? When Black people went out to vote, they would say, well, you know what? I sure hope Biden give us Juneteenth. Let me get in this line to vote. And they continue to say he needs to keep his margin over Trump, is among Black voters that near or where it has been for Democrats in the past elections. He also needs a strong turnout at a time when Black participation has declined. I say Trump, meanwhile, has prioritized growing his share of support among Black voters, and his advisors argue that inflation and immigration are two issues that can help him do so. I will say that is true, and also the cost of living. The cost of living is horrible, and a lot of Black people are really feeling the crunch, and that's why they have an issue with Biden. Now, they say, see Black men, they say in particular younger Black men, as a best opportunities for adding support for Trump. Now, I say assessments, and say of the 2020 results vary slightly. Say exit polls estimated that Trump won 12% of the Black vote. It's aware of the Pew Research Center analysis estimated that the former president won 8% of the Black vote. Neither of those studies, say nor analysis, have shown any notable rise in Republican support from Black Americans in presidential and midterm elections since 2016. Say before the Civil Rights Movement in the 1960s, Republican presidential candidates routinely captured a significant minority of the Black vote. Since the 60s, Republicans have seen their share drop substantially. It said the low point for Republicans came during Barack Obama's two campaigns for president in 2008 and 2012, when their share dropped to 5%. As they polls to consider Obama elections atypical, however, given his unique and historic appeal to Black voters as the nation's first Black president, for whatever their reason, they say it would not be overly surprising for Trump to again win a roughly 11 to 13% of the Black vote. They say they are highly skeptical, however, that the current polls showing support of 20% or more. Well, I think he probably could get that 20%. Anything higher than 20% will shock me, but I think he could get that 20% because there's a lot of Black Americans that's very, very upset about their cost of living. Once again, the Democrats have, and Biden in particular, have not given the Black community something. You gave him Black tokenism, you gave him Black symbolism, but you didn't give Black substance. And when I say substance, that means the substance go to the majority of the Black vote, right? Because Ketanji Brown Jackson can't do nothing on the Supreme Court for Black people, even if she wanted to. With Juneteenth, we talked about that earlier. So what has he done for Black people specifically? let's say, a Christian Tyler, a political scientist at California State University of Sacramento who oversees Black Voter Project, said it's a dubious that suddenly there's a magical shift in Trump's direction compared to 2016 and 2020. He said he don't see it. He said the big concern about the recent polls is that the sample size of Black voters are frequently tiny and often no more than 100 or so, and thus will give a big margin of error. So political scientists and political strategists alike agree that samples of this size are less likely to be a fully representative of the Black community, and say that a large-scale surveys of Black Americans, of which there are a few, are more reliable. Now, I say, have Cornell Belcher, he said he's one of the Obama pollsters, said that the likelihood of Trump receiving a significant higher percentage of the Black vote than any Republican since 1960 is absurd. Now, I'm just quoting what they're saying here, because we're going to get into why, of course, they're wrong. He said, I've been doing large sample size polls of Black voters for 4 years, and never in those 4 years has Donald Trump received, ever move above 10%. But see, Donald Trump don't have to receive a big, large chunk of the vote. Y'all problem is going to be the couch. The couch is going to be your problem. Trump getting a big percentage of the vote is not going to be an issue. You don't realize how many Black people are saying they're going to choose the couch. And if some Black people are going to say you're going to choose Trump. So between the couch and Trump, Democrats lose. Easy. It's an easy loss. And Biden keeps on doing things that make people upset. Just recently, on Easter Sunday, he said by presidential proclamation that there was a trans day of visibility on Easter Sunday. You have a lot of Christians in general who hold Easter Sunday very dear to their hearts, Resurrection Sunday, correct? Well, you're going to say trans day of visibility. Then when he talks about Easter celebration, you're going to take a lot of that stuff away, or the things people do for Easter celebration. So he's made the Muslims upset with what's going on in Palestine. Now he has a lot of Christians upset, but behind Easter. Well, they would never thought they'd see an American president say this. Now they claim that this has been going on every year and that it just fell on that day. Well, you know what? If you're smart, you can, if it's just something that you do, you could have did it on the 30th. You could say, hey, this year, the trans day of visibility is going to be on the 30th, not the 31st. But no, he don't really have some good people around him, obviously. He already had that first scandal that happened at the White House when you had the trans people, you know, exposing their breasts and all of that. He had that going on. And he still didn't learn by now? Like, what kind of people he got around him? Now, they continue to say that the Belcher individual say he, in disbelief, is grounded not only in the voting patterns among Black adults over a series of elections, but also Trump's history. He cited the former president's comments and his positions on issues at odds with attitudes of Black Americans. Right now, I'm not even hearing people talk about that. When I talk to Black people, they talking about the cost of living, the cost of living, the cost of living. You have Black people talking about the migrant crisis, all of that. That's what they're talking about. They're not talking about Biden. Oh, man, I can't wait to go vote for Biden. I don't hear that. Now, I say Biden's approval rating, let's say, among Black Americans have declined over time, and it has among Americans overall. They say the Pew Research had found that 6% of Black adults approved of the way he was doing his job. And in January of this year, his approval stood at 48%. But Biden's favorable ratings among Black adults, and a measure less related to job performance, have softened only slightly. They say between July 22 and February, his favorability moved from 65% to 61% positive. They say, in contrast, the president's favorable rating among Hispanic adults dropped to 17 points, they say, over the same time period. Now, you would see that, you know, Biden has done, and the Democrats have done a lot for the Hispanic community. DACA is one. Now, I know a lot of Hispanic Americans aren't approving of the migrant crisis either. They're not approving because they said that when they came over here, they had to just get a job and get it how they live. They didn't get to live in hotels, which is true. They didn't get to get $1,000 gift cards or debit cards, which is true. If you know the history of America, they didn't get that. They were just hoping they can just get a job and build up their families like they build up their families, right? So they're taking a big major issue with Biden doing this. And some of them are saying that, hey, these people are making us look bad because they say, hey, it's Latinos. And they say, hey, it's not us. That's them, right? So that's what, though, you still have some Latinos that's not approving of Biden either. Now, they continue to say they acknowledge, they say that there are a few black political surrogates who can make the case for the former president. They say other than, they say Tim Scott. Now, Tim Scott can't talk for, you know, Trump was smart, he'd get him away from him, who also ran for president and got, nobody wanted him. They say Trump is a potential vice presidential pick, will say there are others in the black community outside of politics who would act as validators. Say Biden's advisors don't dispute that they have work to do to boost Biden's standing among black voters, but they express confidence that they would get the job done. Now, Jasmine Harris, the director of black media for the Biden-Harris campaign, pointed to administrative accomplishments that have been important to the black voters, including a record low black unemployment and historic funding for historical black colleges and universities. That does not, funding for HBCUs does not translate to funding for the black community. If you're a person that don't go to college, what about you? That's the problem. You can't tell the greater black community, I gave funding to the HBCUs, and then the majority of America don't even go, black America don't even go to the HBCUs. What about them? Well, I cancel student loans. What about the people who don't have student loans? What did you do for them? You didn't do a lot for black people. You did it for a couple, maybe. And then it wasn't specifically for black people. That was for everybody. So you can't even say you did that. Now, they continue saying November, it said black voters will show up again. One once for Joe Biden and not for Donald Trump, who simply worked to demean and degrade black Americans. That's what Harris said in the email message. She's going to be shocked. Vice President Harris is going to be shocked, and she don't know the temperature in the room because she don't talk to all black people. She only talks to black people that's going to just smile at her and not actually give her a true assessment of the black community. Now, say Biden allies appear to worry less about the big shift to Trump among black voters than overall level of black turnout in November. Say, for example, black turnout in 2022 dropped by 10 percentage points when compared to 2018, the midterms. Now, they say black Americans who are infrequent voters will present a real challenge for Biden, so they can really, they really can't find anything to get excited about. They say they still really, they say, against Trump, but not excited in the way they would get them out to vote. He said Trump is a danger. They say he's a racist. He said he's, but we're not sure if we want to get out to vote. He said for Biden, this is what they say. That's the big danger. Okay, so the name calling. I say, how is Trump more racist than Biden, though? That's what I want to figure out. Remember that meeting he had with the civil rights people, telling them about the Hispanics, and they got to work with them, and it's more of them than y'all, and all that. Say, yeah, because we can't really compete when you open up the door to 7 million people, and the majority of them is from Latin America. I mean, nobody can compete with that. No community can, right? You didn't want to do nothing for black people. So many black people wanted to talk to you after you got elected. They didn't want to talk to them. Ice Cube said, hey, man, I want to talk to you about the black community. Ah, I talked to you after the election. Did he talk to Ice Cube? No, he did not. But Trump and them wanted to talk. Now, they said they need black people to show up in Philadelphia, Detroit, and Milwaukee. They said it would be critical for Biden's hopes of winning. They say Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin, respectively. They say if the elections will hold the three states while losing Georgia, Nevada, and Arizona, the other three main battlegrounds, he will still win electoral college majority. Now, they said turnout in Philadelphia has declined in three consecutive elections. The drop has been mostly evident in the heavily Hispanic districts, but also notable in the black precincts. So Democrat strategists fear this could put the state at risk in November. They lost Pennsylvania alone with 19 electoral college votes, could be crippling the Biden's chances given he could face this year in Georgia and Arizona. Now, Biden has an issue with many communities. Yes, the black. Yes, Hispanic. The Muslim community. Voter apathy. There's a lot of issues that's on that. And see, the thing is, they know this, but they keep lying and say, oh, we're going to put Obama out there. Man, nobody listen to Barack Obama, bro. You can send Barack Obama all day. You can send Michelle. Send them. They don't move the needle for me. And most of black America, the reason why they don't move the needle, because when Obama was in office for 8 years, he had the opportunity to do what was right for the black community. And he did not do that. He did for everybody else. Remember, he was in charge and caused the issue in Libya. The so-called first black president is going to destabilize Libya. Now look at the chaos that's in Libya now. He tried to push LGBT in Kenya. The Kenyans say, Nope. Don't bring that here. This is not our culture. That's, y'all do that in America if you want, but we don't do that here. Right? Obama did a whole lot of things that was wrong. That's why nobody listens to him. Like he don't have, he could have been the greatest president ever, but he's not worried about it. He wasn't worried about it. So sending out Obama at this point don't move the needle. So just don't even waste his time. Obama can either go do his movies, his books, and anything else that he want to do, speaking engagements, fine. But nobody want to listen to him. He's a propagandist. He believes in censorship. He don't believe in freedom. Why won't listen to him? Look, I mean, like, Biden's trying to do so many different things to make it harder for the American people. We can't go vote for that. At least I can't go vote for that. I can't. And maybe a lot of you can't vote for that. But I'm sorry, I can't. Or if you say, I vote for the couch. Okay, do that. Do that. But I can't do it. Mm-mm. No, Lord. This, and listen, let me tell you something. I've talked to people in my family, and a lot of people in my family, as much as I was, all raised to be Democrats. Everyone I talked to in my family, from the male and the female, all of them saying they're not voting for Biden. And I'm not talking about my family members are into politics like I am. They're not. But they quoted and told me why they said they're going to vote for Trump. And these are all black people I'm talking about. And they have never been one to be advocating for no Trump before. There was no career Republicans or nothing like that. These are people that have been in my family is all Democrat. And everybody I know in my family is saying they're going to vote for Trump because Biden has messed everything up and made life hard to live. That's really going to get people to vote for Trump. Is that the cost of living? People can't buy a freaking house. The prices of cars and shot everything that shot up to unholy, very, very unholy numbers. On top of him padding millions of more people on top of that. When you pad all these 7 million people in this country, that's food prices going to go up even more. Because they say, we got to feed all these people. Hey, we got to produce more. You know what I'm saying? This man don't care that people can't afford to live. He don't care because he good. He getting his money from the corporations when he get out. When he get out, he gonna get a bag. I promise you, he will get in the bag. He will be fine. But the rest of you, you struggling. So why go vote for him? Nope. The black community either going, a lot of them going to say, of course, you don't got some diehards that just don't know no better. But the younger people, they either going to sit it out or Trump. That's kind of what I'm hearing. I'm not hearing nothing for Biden. So it's nothing really Biden could do at this point to change that unless he figure out a way to miraculously turn around the whole economy and the cost of living within a short amount of time period and get it back to what it was when Trump was in office. Then Biden would maybe have a small chance, but no. And then he let in all these migrants in here. He can't get them all out of here if he wanted to before November. If he wanted halfway a chance, he would start sounding like Trump and getting them on out of here and making them Democrat cities stop all the sanctuary and all that. If he was smart, but he's not going to do that. That's not the Democrat way. So, yeah, it's either going to be the couch or Trump. Probably the couch a little more, but it's going to be either or. And I definitely see Democrats just, no, I don't see them women in November unless they pull a fast one. And you know the fast one that they pulled last time.